the first day of TV to me. Or dying of HIV.
You mean the war virus?
On the second day of TV, Jim Henson played for me. Two sloppy comforts in the TV. On the third day of TV, Jim Henson played for me. Three explosive shits, two sloppy comforts in the dirty cracker.
I found out I was HIV positive because I took a damn AIDS test. Spur of the moment bullshit.
On the fourth day of TV, Jim Henson played for me. Four
dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits. Two sloppy comforts in the dirty crack on during HIV.
That's how it goes.
On the fifth day of TV, Jim Henson played for me. Five golden showers. Four
dick and nuts.
JV. On the sixth day of TV, Jim Henson played for me. Six recalculus, you don't showers. Four
dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits. Two sloppy comforts in the dirty cracker. Dang of HIV.
That's how it goes.
On the seventh day of TV, Jim Henson played for me. Seven gainers gained six recalculus, you don't.
Dick and nuts!
Three explosive shits, two sloppy comforts, and a dirty cracker during HIV.
AIDS, is that what you're talking about, AIDS?
On the eighth day of TV, Jim Henson played for me.
More creamy shit.
Eight pussies cream and seven gainers gaining six recalculus, you don't. Five golden showers. Four.
Sweet rectum.
Three explosive shits, two sloppy comforts.
It's just a fun thing.
On the ninth day of TV, Jim Henson in your ring.
Fuck yeah.
Nine baiters baiting.
Penis.
Eight pussies screaming. Seven gators gaining. Yeah. Six recalculus, you don't.
What about Joabi?
Five golden showers.
Fuck off.
Four.
Dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits. Two happy comforts. A dirty crack or dang of HIV.
I had to cut my own life up.
And the tenth day of TV, Jim Henson gave to me 10 drinks of puke, 9 beaters beating, 8 pussies creaming, 7 gainers gaining, 6 recalculus, you touch 5, 4,
dick and nuts,
3 explosive shit, 2 sloppy comforts, and 2 the crack or ding of HIV.
The glamour, the glitter.
On the 11th day of TV, Jim Henson. Sniff freaks. 10 drums of puke, 9 beaters beating, 8 pussies creaming, 7 gainers gaining, 6 recalculus, you touch.
Here's the fish pillow.
4
dick and nuts.
3 explosive shits. 2
How many people am I infecting?
On the 12th day of TV, Jim Henson played for me. 12 fists of fist, 11 sniff freaks, sniffing, 10 drunks of puke, 9 beaters beating,
8
pussies screaming, 7 beaters gaining, 6 recalculus, you touch,
5
golden shoes, 4
dick and nuts,
3 explosive shit, 2 sloppy comforts, dirty crack or dying of HIV.
AIDS, I'm talking about AIDS.
Dirty crack or dying of HIV.
It's officially the Christmas season. Hey, freaks, it's Monday, December 2nd, 2019. Coming up on the program today, American teenagers love their greasy meats, plus beef-witted hugger muggers, hot liquid Japanese poo, and which celebrity burned his anus while suntanning his butthole? Find out today on DV.
I'm going to lose my mind today.
When I saw myself pooping, I was just like, you got to be kidding me.
Release the homo demons.
That's right.
Drunken Negro face cookies.
I'm a human being!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson back here with you starting a brand new week of shows, even though we did a podcast yesterday. If you missed it, go back and listen. It was a fun 40 minutes. I wanted to try to keep it short yesterday, but apparently that can't happen. Can't do that. So there was like a standard episode of Distorted View Daily, pretty much. Today, though, we're back starting a new week of programs. And I hate to begin with politics because politics just makes people cranky. Half of you guys inexplicably have a raging boner for Donald Trump. The other half of you, well, there isn't another half. That's the problem. There's still like 30 Democratic candidates and, you know, some of you like Elizabeth Warren, some of you like Bernie Sanders, some of you like that Asian guy who's not allowed to talk at debates. The frontrunner, though, still seems to be Joe Biden. And, you know, the one thing I will say about Joe is he's an old man and he is making no attempts to go after the young people. Remember when John McCain was running for president back before his brain was eaten by cancer and shit, right? He drove a bus across the United States and he called it the Straight Talk Express. It wasn't exactly hip, but it's way better than the Joe Biden No Malarkey Tour that's currently going on. Jesus Christ, Joe Biden loves that term, No Malarkey. Something no one under the age of, like, 105 says. I think MSNBC created a compilation of Joe Biden malarkeys.
And I read this malarkey that comes out of your meetings. And I say, whoa, wait a minute.
I hope everyone will drop this stereotypical malarkey.
Mr. President, is this more of this Texas malarkey?
I guarantee you, Barack Obama ain't taking my shotguns, so don't buy that malarkey.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah, way to appeal to the millennials. Use a word that was already outdated by the 1920s. I can't imagine what a one-on-one conversation with Joe Biden would be like. Listen, I'm not here flubbing the dub, so shut your sauce box. Meanwhile, who's the lollygagging dewdropper here fluttering about all pangwangle with ne'er a speck of trilly cobs to show for it? You know what you are? You're a beef-witted hugger-mugger who can't cut the mustard. Begone! Like, what the fuck are you saying? Oh, I can't wait for the presidential debates. Donald Trump is going to be confused. What's a pangwangle? Everything I said, by the way, is a real old-timey term, except for one. There's one thing I made up. Can you guess what it is? Answer at the end of the podcast. Ting. Joe Biden has other problems, too. Like, his stories are so weird. I don't know if they're real, if they're made up. I can't imagine he's making up this, not this malarkey. All right, here is one of Joe Biden's stories. This was posted just a few days ago from a speech he gave.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
What the fuck does that have to do with roaches?
And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Okay, all right. Well, don't say stuff like that either. It's not helpful. Guys, there's not a doubt in my mind that we're going to see Trump in the White House for another 4 years. We just all need to come to terms with that. Moving on, I've got a great clip here from a Chinese textbook. Well, like the CD-ROM that comes with the Chinese textbook. This has got to be a class teaching Chinese kids what American culture is like. Maybe if Chinese kids are coming over here to study, to go to college or something, it'll acclimate them to the way things work here in the great US of A. Either that or maybe it's just like in English, an American English course in China. But anyway, so this is a scenario. The video is titled Episode 1, An American Way of Dating. We get to like look in on a typical American date between two college kids. It is interesting to note that neither of the two college kids appear to be American. I'm pretty sure the guy is like Austrian and the girl might be some sort of like mystery European. I don't know. It's just funny because like everything is just a little off. So here we go. They're in a pizza parlor.
That's fine.
So what do you want to order?
You like the pepperoni, yeah, of course.
Yes, after all, we're American teenagers. We love the greasy meats.
And then afterwards, we will order some apple pie, yes?
So what do you want to order? You like the pepperoni, yeah, of course. I'm going to go with the Greek classical. Okay, so two Greek islands, one egg tart, and one chill juice.
You know, at the pizza parlor, you order your egg tarts. So he's getting like a pepperoni pizza, some sort of Greek pizza, egg tart, and then he's gonna wash it down with juice. Hold on.
Okay, so two Greek islands, one egg tart, and one chill juice. And
chill juice. Is that what he said? Chill juice?
Tart and one chill juice and a milk. Thank you.
Yeah, pizza and milk. What's more American than that? Dumb college kids. The acting, obviously, is atrocious.
Who would have thought that when we happen to sit next to each other in Asian history class, it will lead to this?
Yeah, and this is a real change for me.
Oh, you didn't date anyone steadily in high school?
I tried, but my big American penis was too intimidating. It scared the girls away.
No, I didn't. I was too busy with sports. My high school was so small that any of us who liked to play and wanted to could be on almost all of the teams. I played football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball in the spring.
That's it. Good name dropping of American sports. Believable. You guys gotta watch this. I'll post a link on the show notes. The girl is great because obviously her lines are written on her cup. She keeps looking down like every 3 or 4 seconds as she's talking to the guy. Anyway, the conversation progresses.
Well, I did date occasionally, but I didn't find anyone really interesting until now. Besides, I usually have to spend most of my money keeping my old car running.
Would it help if we go Dutch tonight?
No, after all, I invited you. Besides, I had a really good job at the gasoline station near my home last summer.
See what I mean? Everything is just a little off. The accent is off. The way he says things is a little wrong. I had a great job at a gasoline station. You know, teenagers working at the gasoline stations. Making bank! This is what Chinese people think Americans are like. We're eating pizzas with egg tarts and milk, and we're working at gasoline stations to put ourselves through college. I wish I could tell you that this couple's romance had a fairy book ending, that these two lived happily ever after, but their love was tested. In another video titled Speaking Different Languages, the boyfriend calls the girl on the phone and tells her to meet him somewhere. In China, I guess?
Hello?
Hello, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm fine. I missed you a lot, though.
Me too. Can we get together again before you leave?
I think this is a different woman.
Yes, sure.
All these white people look the same to me.
That's why I called you.
Where should we meet?
How about in front of Wanghu Hotel? That's not far from your home.
Which hotel? I didn't hear you clearly.
Wanghu Hotel.
You heard him. He said Wanghu Hotel, right? Well, he's waiting in front of one building. She ends up waiting in front of another. Obviously, there was some miscommunication there. She eventually figures out, oh, maybe he meant the other hotel. And she clomps her way to that location. She's wearing clogs. I'm pretty sure this was filmed in the Netherlands or something. Listen to those things. She looks pissed, by the way. She walks up to her.
Hi, Julia. You are so late. How come?
I'm late? I'm not late. I was waiting somewhere else. Believe it or not, I was waiting in front of Wanghu Hotel.
You stupid twat. He said Wanghu Hotel. Anyway, you know, they realized that there was a misunderstanding because the names of the buildings sounded the same, but she cannot let it go.
You know what? When you called yesterday, my mom had a group of friends over. They were so noisy, I could hardly hear you.
That's why?
Yeah, see? A perfectly good explanation.
Then how did you figure out it might be here? From Wu Hotel?
Did it ever occur to you that we might be waiting at two different hotels?
I guess not. I thought you were delayed by traffic or something.
No, you don't think. Whenever we meet, we'll always have one problem or another.
But last Saturday was all right. We had no trouble whatsoever seeing each other.
It's always me who's waiting for you.
That's not true. Wasn't I waiting for you today? And do you still remember the day when we went boating? I waited for you for about half an hour.
Yeah, there you go. He gave you two examples of him waiting for you, you stupid cunt.
If you don't want to wait for me, then wait for someone else.
Look, listen to her argument. It is insane. She's like, I'm always having to wait for you. And he's like, no, remember those two times that I had to wait for you? And she's like, well, if you don't want to wait for me, go see someone else. It's like, this is the argument.
Waiting for you.
This is your argument, lady.
For about half an hour.
If you don't want to wait for me, then wait for someone else.
Julia, it's not that. You know what I mean.
You just don't love me anymore.
She's on her period, right? I mean, there's something going on here. I'm sick of waiting for you. But I wait for you. If you don't want to wait for me, wait for someone else then. That's not the case. This is your fucking batshit crazy argument. You don't love me anymore! This is what the Chinese thinks of us.
Of course I do. That's why I'm here. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't have waited here for an hour.
Oh, the shit us guys have to put up with. I'm gonna nuts.
But you never say I love you anymore.
Do you think I have to repeat the same three words all the time?
Oh, I think this relationship has a lot of problems. It goes much deeper than just arriving at the wrong building. You should just move back to the United States. Maybe your job at the gasoline station is still available.
But you never say I love you anymore.
Do you think I have to repeat the same three words all the time? Actions speak louder than words.
But if you don't say it, how do I know?
Come on, Julia, don't be childish. Are we speaking the same language?
The language you're speaking is barely English.
It seems to me you always get me wrong.
Well, if I hadn't realized what had happened, we would still be waiting in two different places right now.
This reminds me of, like, watching sitcoms that were filmed before the cell phone age. All these problems and conflicts that could be fixed by just picking up the phone and calling. Or texting, hey, I'm at the building, where are you? Go back and watch episodes of Seinfeld and Friends, and you can clearly see how cell phones would be beneficial to these people.
Are you saying I'm stupid? Then why did you fall in love with me then?
Because of your big, white, circumcised American penis.
Because I'm even more stupid than you are.
I honestly don't know if they're crying or they're laughing here.
No, no. Let's forget it. Why don't we go for a walk in the park?
Sure.
What? That is not how Americans deal with a relationship conflict. That's it. Now they lived happily ever after. Real quick, before we get into the news, I've got one more clip to share with you. A poor UPS driver whose only crime, as far as I can tell, was delivering packages while black, gets confronted by a woman who says that there's something suspicious about him.
Give me somebody's information to check up on you, because I don't understand why you're walking around this neighborhood.
This is crazy.
With a bunch of packages.
This is what I be talking about. Dolly. These folks be bothering me like...
I'm not bothering you.
So
I want to complain to UPS that you're looking very suspicious and making me nervous.
What?
I live in this home.
I'm making you nervous?
Yes absolutely. Because
this is crazy.
You absolutely are making me nervous.
This is crazy.
Because, no, let me tell you why. You know
yeah,
why?
Tell me why.
My car has already been broken into twice.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Yeah.
Obviously, a man with a dolly wheeling packages up to houses is up to no good. It's gonna break into your car.
A big thing in this neighborhood for people to walk down the street for vandalism.
Yeah.
So,
but I don't even live over here, lady.
Name.
I'm not giving you shit.
I need you to give me your name.
I'm not giving you shit.
Then we're going to stand here for a while, aren't we?
Man, stay in my ass.
Then I'll be following you until I get
down. This lady is crazy, yo.
Like I said, you look very suspicious. I'm trying to tell you.
Man, get your
You need to at least be able to, like, tell people who you work for.
Man, I have the jacket on. She's smoking crack.
Yeah, he's taking a photo or a video of himself, and he is wearing a UPS outfit. I mean, I don't know what else
talk
he can.
To the
what?
Route
what?
Is the I need to talk to
Although that would be a pretty good scheme. Dress up like a UPS delivery man, so no one suspects you, except for people like her. I would be okay though, because I'm white, and then take packages from people. Although that's the part that people might be suspicious about. Where I walk up to porches and I actually take stuff away from them. I'm the opposite of a delivery man.
Lady, you smoking good crack.
Well, you might need to be.
What
good
the
comeback,
fuck?
Honey.
If you don't think you look suspicious, you are on crack as well, my son.
Wow, that's crazy. This lady is taking pictures of me and recording me. Like, she is shawty tripping, like. I work for UPS. This shit crazy, man. See how these folks do me out here, Shaw.
Bye, Shaw. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. It is Monday, although I post the show late. So if you were trying to get the Black Friday / Cyber Monday deals, either on the Sideshow or on the DV store, just know that, yes, they are expiring, but I probably won't get around to turning them all off until some, midday Tuesday, just to give you guys one last chance. If you try to use the promo code in the Distorted View store, this is for Sideshow members, because you get a little extra discount from the store. If you tried using the promo code in the store and it didn't work, it said it was expired, try it again. It's working now. There's always fucking problems, right? Yeah, sign up for the Sideshow TV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs, 4,000 past shows. Plus, every week we do exclusive shows just for paying freaks. This is how I make my living. Great deals right now on the Sideshow. Go to superfreaksideshow.com right now and sign up. All right, three very quick stories. First up, a Jamaican toaster repair.
All for one freak's like, hey.
You know what a drunken Kid Rock expressing his opinions on Oprah Winfrey means? It's time for Distorted Views. Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition tonight.
Celebrity
Dustin Diamond.
Entertainment
Dave Collier.
Hollywood.
Where is Willie Ames?
Extra.
Willie Ames is? I don't think anyone remembers him. Willie Ames was Charles's best friend on Charles in Charge. That was the height of his career, which is not that high. Still, it was a painful drop. A few years later, he was a Bible Man, which was a series of direct-to-VHS Christian superhero tapes. And now, he doesn't look so good now. He's almost 60 years old. Now, I looked him up, and for the last few years, he's been doing Hallmark movies, which is somehow sadder than Bible Man. Because at least with Bible Man, he was the star. He was Bible Man. He's not the star of these Hallmark films. I mean, he's got parts in them. I'm assuming they're speaking parts, so it's something, but still, poor Willie Ames. All right, this news story has nothing to do with Willie Ames. It has everything to do with Josh Brolin, though, the actor. And he's apparently an idiot. Remember recently on the podcast I was telling you guys about sunbathing your asshole? People getting naked, lifting their butts to the sky so the sun's rays could really penetrate the anus? Yeah, Josh wanted to give that a shot. It's not just the asshole that gets tanned, though. It's the perineum, the space between the balls and the anus. That's really what Josh Brolin was looking to fry up. Mission accomplished. Popularized on Instagram by self-proclaimed healer and ascension way shower. I don't know what that means. What's a way shower? Metaphysical Megan. A perineum sunning involves exposing the anus and genitals to the sun to experience a host of alleged health benefits, like melanoma. Although Metaphysical Megan claims the pubic practice promotes better... The one time, it's actually pubic and not public. Claims the pubic practice promotes better sleep, regulates the circadian rhythm, and increases energy, others are not so convinced by this obvious bullshit. One adversary to ass sunning is actor and Academy Award nominee Josh Brolin. Well, wait a second. It says he's an adversary, but wait. The No Country for Old Men star took to Instagram on Saturday to share a strongly worded message regarding the ancient Taoist technique. I tried this perineum sunning that I've been hearing about, and my suggestion is not to do it as long as I did, Brolin wrote. My pucker hole is crazy burned, and I was going to spend the day shopping with my family. Instead, I'm icing and using aloe and burn creams because of the severity of the pain. I don't know who the fuck thought of this stupid shit, but fuck you nonetheless. Seriously. You know who's more stupid than the person who came up with this shit? The moron who baked his anus. I'll give it a shot. The 51-year-old finished his tirade with several hashtags, including hashtag asshole care, hashtag black hole Friday, and black hole Santa Monica Fire Department. The post was accompanied with a picture of Metaphysical Megan exposing her ass to the sun, which she shared with her followers on October 22nd. For the past few weeks, I've included sunning my bum and yoni, which is vagina, into my daily rising routine, she captioned in the photo. 30 seconds of sunlight on your butthole is the equivalent of a full day of sunlight with your clothes on. The intention is not to tan your butthole. It appears Brolin did not adhere to Megan's recommendation. A handful of doctors also appear less enthused with the wellness practice. Dr. Deanna Gall and chemist Shamir Patel said there's no evidence perineum sunning has any health benefits, and it's not worth risking sunburns and skin cancers. Second story we have for you today. Ooh, this is a Distorted View news update. Remember recently we were talking about...
buckets of feces.
Yeah, that. There were actually two stories. One from California, I think, right? Where a woman was doused with hot liquid poo.
A lot of hot liquid poo just went out all at once.
I have a lot of shit-related sound bites. Pretty sure that's my bowel movement. You can sort of tell because the water fizzes up a little after I shit because I drink so much pop. It's still carbonated inside of me, you know? That doesn't happen to you. You don't have carbonated shits. Maybe I should cut back on the Coca-Cola. All right. The other story took place in Toronto. Again, buckets of shit were thrown at people. Now a Toronto man has been charged with throwing feces on unsuspecting people and apparently random attacks on university campuses and a downtown street in Canada's largest city. Samuel Opoku, 23, was arrested. I don't know. I don't think he's Japanese. Opoku. I think it's African. He's black. Samuel Opoku, 23, was arrested late Tuesday and faces 10 counts of mischief and assault with a weapon. So yeah, this guy was throwing feces at people, and they didn't catch him right away. They did have surveillance camera footage of him and like screenshots and stuff. And what's funny is he's wearing a hard hat. He's really trying to protect himself from any splashback from the shit, I guess. A packed courtroom awaited his brief appearance before a judge on Wednesday. According to police, he allegedly emptied a bucket of liquefied feces over a mother and child seated at a table at a university library. Then he threw fecal matter onto a woman and a man at another university campus and emptied a bucket of human waste on a woman on a downtown Toronto street. A witness to the crime at the University of Toronto downtown campus said she saw one guy covered in shit, which she initially thought was coffee.
They call her coffee, because if you jab her, she'll cream you.
Aside from coffee being brown, it doesn't really look, smell, or have the texture of shit. They're two very different things. Yeah, she says she initially thought it was coffee, but then all of a sudden the smell hit her. I thought I was going to faint. I will never forget that smell. The incidents occurred on Friday, Sunday, and Monday, respectively. I like that he took Saturday off. The bucket used in the most recent attack was recovered by police and is being tested to determine its contents, including possible pathogens. Canadian media showed images of a firefighter hosing down the scene of the latest attack on Monday and surveillance video that showed the suspect in a yellow construction hat carrying a bucket. Toronto, oh, maybe that was part of his disguise so people wouldn't think something was weird. Oh, that guy's wearing a hat, a construction hat. That's why he's got that bucket. That smells weird. Sloshing around. Toronto Mayor John Tory thanked the police for their quick response. I hope this arrest will help calm concern on campuses and across the city, he said in a tweet. According to the Toronto Star, a spokesperson for the Toronto Police said that despite the victims of the attacks being all Asian, I think they were Asian, they do not have a reason to believe the attacks were racially motivated. My theory is that he was just looking for short people so he could actually lift the bucket up and dump it over their heads. And, you know, Asians tend to be shorter. It's not that he had hate in his heart for Asian people. It's just a stature thing. All right, final story we have for you today. Oh, this is a very short one, but it comes from Japan. There, now that shit's appropriate. On the morning of October 11th, in the Hokkaido Prefecture, a young schoolgirl... Ooh, how young. A young schoolgirl was approached by a 39-year-old man. The man suddenly squirted salad dressing from his mouth onto the girl's outfit, soiling it. He has since been dubbed Mayonnaise Man.
Meowness.
Or Meowness. That's the cute way of saying mayonnaise. I'm so kawaii.
Konnichiwa.
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 Yeah.
Konnichiwa. Kawaii. Konnichiwa.
Hot dog, rock and roll music, cars, guns, candy, fast food, Americans, fun, yeah.
Konnichiwa.
All right, yes, the man squirted salad dressing, a mayonnaise-based salad dressing, from his mouth into the girl's mouth. The victim reported that the 39-year-old man named Tsuyoshi Furusawa, a caregiver employee at around 8 a.m. on October 11th, assaulted her. Police were able to track down and arrest the suspect, mostly thanks to the DNA evidence presented in the splatter on the dress. The man is said to have admitted to the crime, coldly telling them, "I thought I would find a high school girl and dirty her uniform before going to work. This made my day." Ooh, what a creep. He said, "I wanted to get dirty." According to police, as a result of the analysis, it was found that the stuff that he spit out onto the girl was in fact salad dressing and not mayonnaise. Oh, the reason why that's important is because this guy has been attacking women for a while now, and each time he spits mayonnaise at them. And I guess this has been going on for years. Here's another story. This is from years ago. A man has been arrested for squirting an unwanted creamy white liquid onto an unsuspecting high school girl. And while the substance in question isn't as disgusting as it could be, it's still pretty gross. Of course, it was meowness. On January 9th of that year, police arrested a man. The purported crime, plopping mayonnaise onto the back of a 15-year-old girl. On the evening of last October 31st, the 10th grader was riding an escalator to the platform of Hanku Nozoguchi Station. Suddenly, she heard a strange noise and turned around to see the suspect standing behind her. A trip to the ladies' room and a look in the mirror revealed a blob of mayonnaise on her back. I think I know why he switched from mayonnaise to salad dressing. Sometimes if you fling mayonnaise, it comes out in a big blob or glob, right? And that'll just fall off of the girl because it's a, you know, big, heavy blob, right? But salad dressing, you can squirt it. There's a better chance that it'll, like, stay on the skin or soak in or, you know what I mean, cause a stain. Although there is squeezable mayonnaise. I don't know if they have that in Japan, though. Just trying to offer up some theories here. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news from Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks. There are many ways to contact the show. show@distortedview.com. That's my email address. I'm all over social media, @distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. We've got a Discord where all the freaks hang out and chat. So check that out. There's a link on the main navigation bar. Use that as your invite into the Discord. Of course, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. Let's check in with a few of the patrons here.
All right, Tim. Bill Shirty here. We're calling off Project Gina. I just checked her YouTubes again, and I think we pretty much succeeded. I think it's lights out. Comments disabled, Twitter deleted.
Oh no!
It's messy.
What was Project Gina again? All I did was play her insanity on this podcast. I didn't want you freaks to get involved. Did you freak her out? Yeah, I haven't really run across a Gina update in a while. I guess this is why. She is, maybe she's getting the help she needs. Maybe she's on medication and she is going back, you know, looking at her videos and she's like, oh my God, I was acting crazy back then.
Hi, Timmy Boo. This is Little Baby Faggot calling here. I was just taking a massive stinky shit and I thought to call you.
Thank you.
I don't have any good audio though. Sorry about that. Hey, listen, I was listening to today's show and you were talking about the DD store. And you also talked about the Secret Santa. I don't understand, with your businessman sense, that you did not combine those two and encourage people to buy Secret Santa gifts from the DD store.
That's a brilliant idea. Well, I think the Secret Santa thing is still going on. If you want to participate, contact Love Lady Cat Lady. I've been providing the information on the show notes and linking to her Twitter account and stuff. So I hope some of you guys who were interested in the DV Secret Santa participated or got a hold of Love Lady Cat Lady. If not, you might still have time. I don't know when the cutoff is. But yeah, that's a good idea. Ask for some DV merchandise. It's a win-win.
Therefore, putting money in your pocket so that you can profit off
of
this thing.
I'm a horrible businessman. I never think of these things.
Do it. I mean, I'm Patreon.
My big business idea every year is I'll open the DV store, like around November, and that should give me some money.
On slideshow, remember, all that good stuff.
So I come up with.
And so I'm trying to give you money. I'm trying to help you get more money.
Thank you.
I think you should
Everyone
think about
is so
that.
So nice.
Get back to me. Let me know what you think. Also, the pool leagues are still going on. Right now, we're waiting for the judges to get their shit together.
Lucas messaged me and said that it was the finals of the pool league. You can follow all of the shenanigans over there in the Discord.
It was almost Christmas time.
No.
There I stood in another...
1 year I would like to go through this program and not hear Christmas shoes.
Trying to buy that last gift or two. Not really in the...
Really is the worst Christmas song ever.
Hey, Tim. This is Patreon and Sideshow member Nels. I called a few weeks ago
way.
And you thought my name was Nell, you know,
oh,
at that retarded chick from the Jodie Foster movie, but it's actually Nels. It's got an S at the end. Well, I was just calling to say happy Thanksgiving. I also wanted to let you know I'm a fairly recent, you know, new member of the Freak show, but...
it's Sideshow.
I've been listening to the archives. And I've got through this year, last year, 2017, and about half of 2016. And I've gone through all of that without, you know, not being able to listen to a single part of it up until just recently. A couple of weeks ago, I hit an audio clip that you played that I just could not listen to.
Oh, you couldn't stomach it?
And
what was it?
It was not fetish porn.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I was sitting at my desk at work. I started gagging. I almost threw up all over all of the very expensive equipment that I work with.
Shit porn's okay, but snot porn skeeves you out. Interesting.
I couldn't do it.
That's your line.
So, Tim,
that I crossed.
My hat's off to you. You finally did it. You got one that I couldn't take.
Ta-da!
So, happy Thanksgiving.
Eventually, I'll get every one of you.
Timmy Boo, you horrible, horrible monster. You wound me deeply, my dear boy. Mm-hmm. Deeply, deeply you wound me, my dear boy. I'm obviously fucking with you, but I'm kind of serious. This is Ellie, and maybe I should have been calling in with my older screen name, Metal Poems, because this guy, Timmy Boo, this guy, I realize what my voice is, but you know who I am. Oh, you cruel, cruel asshole. If I didn't know you looked at 50,000 things a day, I would be outright upset that you don't remember me. Nah, I'm fucking with you, bitch. Go to fucking Ashtabula. Have a good Thanksgiving. Level 80 Cat Lady is obviously doing some stuff for you for Christmas as well, and a few of us are going to be helping her.
Thank you, if you don't help us
get Timmy Boo's Christmas present, you're not a true freak and you're an asshole. No, if you don't have the money, don't worry about it. But, yeah, a lot of us are, I think a few of us are going to help, and I have no idea what you get. I'm kind of excited to find out myself, so you better stay on the show.
You just fork over money and let Level 80 Cat Lady, you know, pick out whatever.
Happy Thanksgiving, Discord freaks, and blah, 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 blah.
All right, well, I'm going to be getting some Christmas presents from the freaks this year. Thank you so much in advance. All right, let's wrap things up today. Tomorrow's show, of course, is going to be Sideshow exclusive. If you want to hear it, you got to sign up. It's a great time to sign up right now and save some cash. Superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up right now so you can hear tomorrow's program. That's all the time we have today. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in Hogan.
Buckets of feces.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends and family about the show, STD, Spread the Distortion. I will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll be back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! And now the answer to today's trivia question. Earlier in the podcast, one of the old-timey words or phrases I said was made up. Was it flubbing the dub? Saucebox? Lollygagging dewdropper? Pangwangle? Speck of trillicobs? Beef-witted? Hugger-mugger? Or cut the mustard? They all sound fucking retarded, but one of them is a Tim Henson brand of retardation, and that made-up phrase was speck of trillicobs. Maybe you'd like to come up with a definition for speck of trillicobs. Email or voicemail in your suggestions now.